Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one daily sports podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. I'm Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots or at the Locked On Yankees handle. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener to the show, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I have two things to discuss. One is Yankees related, and the other, not so much, but could possibly be Yankees related in a couple of decades. We shall see. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So the news came out yesterday that David Cone interviewed for the vacant pitching coach spot for the Yankees. He interviewed last week. The first I saw of it was a tweet by Jack Curry yesterday afternoon. George King wrote a little something in the New York Post about it. Cone met with Cashman and Boone and said that things went well. The Yankees have also interviewed a couple of college pitching coaches who are a bit younger than Cone. Okay, more than a bit younger than Cone. They're in their 30s. Cone is soon to be 57. Not that that's bad or anything. Just pointing out the fact that the Yankees might be looking for younger guys to fill these positions. My thought is, and this, I have a personal connection to this because I've met David Cone in person a few times. He is every bit as wonderful as you think he is. He is just so cool and down to earth and personable and doesn't have any airs about him. You know, you could like grab a drink with him and hang out with him. Like, he's that guy. And he comes across that way as a broadcaster as well, but he's totally that guy. So the part of me who's met Cone would be thrilled for him to get the pitching coach job because he's a really good dude. Now, the other part of me who enjoys listening to him in the booth would rather him stay in the booth because I'm afraid of who the Yankees might replace him with. You know, Cone is great in every facet of the broadcast booth because, one, he's a former player who has good stories. He's a former player who knows what he's talking about. He's a former player who can watch a pitcher and pick out what's wrong with what they're doing. And he embraces analytics. And I know some people have a problem with that and whatever, but there are former baseball players slash announcers who don't necessarily embrace the way baseball is played now. You hear them complain about the way baseball is played now, John Smoltz. And Cone is not like that. So I would miss that in the booth. But again, the other part of me who's met him and thinks he's the coolest dude alive would love for him to be Yankees pitching coach. I think he'd be really great at it. The other two guys that I mentioned that Cone is, I guess, in competition with for the job, Chris Fetter, who is a pitching coach at the University of Michigan, and Matt Hobbs, who is pitching coach for Arkansas. Now, Cone, Fetter, and Hobbs are the only known candidates for the job so far. As you all know, they'll be replacing Larry Rothschild, who held the role since 2011. And if Cone did become pitching coach, he would be just like Aaron Boone was, where he would come straight out of the broadcast booth and become a coach on the Yankee staff, which would be kind of cool. Hall of Fame season is almost upon us, and the Yankees have three former players who could possibly make it. It's Derek Jeter's first year of eligibility to be voted in by the Baseball Writers Association, and Thurman Munson and Don Mattingly are on the Modern Baseball Era ballot. Don't know if those two will make it. Jeter will probably definitely make it first ballot. I can't see him not making it first ballot. And I can see him making it with at least 90% of the vote. I don't think there's going to be this whole, oh, it's his first year, we can vote for him next year stuff. He's getting in. At least when Jeter gets in, we won't have to hear any more bitching from people. Other former Yankees who will be on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time: Bobby Abreu, Jason Giambi, Eric Chavez, Brian Roberts, Alfonso Soriano, Raul Ibanez. Let's see, who else? I think that, oh, Kyle Farnsworth. There's a list for you. Remember, to get this show every day, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? You would stride to the plate and hit a first pitch home run every time? Well, now you can return to your glory days, increase your performance, and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Just think of it as a PED that won't get you suspended. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Although I wouldn't take them on the subway because they're chewable and they work up to twice as fast as a pill. If you want your lady to take a long ride on the D train, Blue Chew is for you. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And what's more, Blue Chew is cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. You just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Earlier today, I saw a tweet that showed the Texas Rangers. It's hard to do possessive with S's. Their new stadium is 84% finished. It's going to have a roof, which is retractable. And apparently, I think the roof, when it moves out toward left field, is going to cover part of the parking lot. So, hey, if it rains and, you know, it takes a little while for the roof to move, your car might be dry from the rain. So that's cool. Anyway, Globe Life Park opened April 1st, 1994. So it turned 25 this year. And they're already replacing it. And I get it. There is a need for a roof in Texas because Texas is notoriously hot and grossly hot where you don't get any relief. There could be a breeze on a 100-degree day and it just makes it worse, which is why they built Minute Maid Park with a roof in Houston. My thought is the weather was always like this in Texas, and the people who built the stadium that opened in 1994 should have had a vision enough in their minds where they thought, we might have to put a roof on this stadium. And I understand that there weren't a lot of stadiums with roofs on them that weren't domes, and that maybe they weren't even thinking that far ahead. But I just find it ridiculous that stadiums that are 25 years old or younger than that are being replaced by newer models. I feel like they're Leonardo DiCaprio-ing stadiums. And if you don't get that reference, Leonardo DiCaprio is notorious for dating young girls. I don't think he's ever dated anyone over 25. It's like once they turn 25, they're discarded. And he just keeps getting older and his girlfriends keep getting younger. He's my age. He's about to turn 45. So this is my thing. I just find it ludicrous that they're replacing stadiums like this. Which brings me to Yankee Stadium. Opened in 2009, and people, you know, within the first few years were complaining about the fact that there wasn't a retractable roof on it and all the different rain delays that the Yankees have had. And, you know, in 15 years, are we going to see the Yankees say, hey, we need a new stadium, and start building a stadium on the original grounds where the original stadium was, and this time they'll build a roof? Like, I don't understand what's happening. I just find it ridiculous. Ridiculous and a waste of money. Could you imagine, though? Because we're heading into 2020. Okay. So say by 2031 or two, the Yankees are going to start saying, you know what? I think we need a new stadium because there's too many rainouts. I mean, who knows what things are going to be like 12 years from now? I can't even imagine what things are going to be like 5 years from now. But let's just picture it in our minds that the Yankees are suddenly going to say, hey, I think we need a new stadium. Let's build one. And where are they going to get the money to do it? By the way, is anyone else freaked out by the fact that I just mentioned that 2032 is, like, not that far away from now? It's really weird. We're about to enter the 2020s. Do we call them the 20s now? Do they replace the 1920s as the 20s and we call the 1920s the 1920s now? I don't know. That's really strange. You know what else is strange? The fact that Dusty Baker's son was spotlighted by Baseball America. You remember Dusty Baker's son, the one that almost got killed at home plate and had to be rescued by JT Snow in the 2002 World Series? Yes, him. He's old enough to be playing baseball in college and being looked at by scouts and stuff. So yeah, the passage of time is, oh boy, it just gets faster and faster as you get older, which is really, I don't understand how, my grandmother lived to be 104. So what were her years like from 100 to 104? Did they feel like they were a day? And I really hope by 2032 that the Yankees will have won a few World Series in that time, because I really hope we're not looking at a very long dry spell. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast, spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.